Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 363. 3 easy steps you can take to dramatically reduce your stress by Ramit Sethi of I'llTeachYouToBeRich.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. Welcome to OLD, the podcast where I get permission from authors of some of the best blogs on the planet and read them to you, all for free. Some of the authors include a wide selection of minimalists, like The Minimalist, Joshua Becker, who I read yesterday, Courtney Carver, Leo Babauta of Zen Habits, and a bunch of other personal development masters, like Mark and Angel, Steve Pavlina, and Ramit Sethi, who I'm reading today. And on that note, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. 3 easy steps you can take to dramatically reduce your stress by Ramit Sethi of I'llTeachYouToBeRich.com. These are actual tips I found online for how to reduce stress. Walk in the rain. Tell someone to have a good day in Latin. Throw a paper airplane. Are you kidding me? Is this what passes for advice these days? If we're going to get a handle on stress, we need more than superficial tactics or silly ideas. We've got to get to the root of the problem, our own inner psychology. Once we do that, then we can eliminate our stress and stop it from ever popping up again. If you're tired of worthless advice and want a practical system for eliminating stress, here are 3 easy steps you can take to dramatically reduce your stress. Step 1, change how you view stress. Do you know someone who's always calm in stressful situations? It can be tempting to think those people are just wired differently, but people who manage stress well often feel the same fear and anxiety as everyone else. They just react to those feelings differently. Most people react to stress negatively. They see it as a bad thing, try to fight it, and as a result, the anxiety they feel snowballs. But that doesn't happen if you learn to view stress as a good thing, which it often is. Feeling a little stress can be a sign that we're pushing ourselves outside our comfort zone. It also gives us energy and motivation to get things done. And there's more. You know that feeling you get when you're in the zone and performing at your peak? That doesn't happen without at least a little bit of stress. If you practice viewing stress as a good thing, it won't lead you to feeling overwhelmed. Instead, it'll help you be at your best. Step 2, stop stress in its tracks by mastering inner stress control. When we face stressful situations, most of us immediately tense up. We forget to breathe or we start taking short, shallow breaths. We're usually not aware this is happening. It's an automatic response, one that makes us feel even more stressed out. But if we take control of our breathing, we can reverse those effects. We'll start to feel more calm and in control. This is something I learned from retired Navy SEAL commander Mark Devine. Mark is the founder of SEALFIT, an author of Unbeatable Mind and The Way of the SEAL. A few months ago, he taught me his box breathing technique. This is the exercise he used while deployed overseas to keep himself calm in life-threatening situations. This may seem overly simplistic, but the truth is, if you control your breathing, you control your stress. Don't believe me? Test it yourself. For the next 24 hours, pay attention to when you get stressed. Is your breathing short, choppy, and shallow? When that happens, use Mark's box breathing technique. Take deep, controlled breaths in through your nose and let your body relax. You'll likely feel a significant drop in stress. Step 3, stop stress before it starts. The words we use when we talk to ourselves have a massive impact on how we feel. Here's an example. When we say things like, I never have time to do what I want, we reinforce the belief that we never have time for ourselves. We then feel even more stressed and annoyed. But we can dramatically change the way we feel just by changing the words we use when we talk to ourselves. This isn't an overnight fix, but by changing our language, we can reduce our stress and gradually eliminate the beliefs that caused that stress in the first place. Here's how to do this. Step 1. Think about the last time you felt really stressed about something. Maybe you were on a tight deadline to finish a big project or needed a break from your kids. Take a moment to write down what you told yourself in those moments. Maybe it was something like, I have to finish this. I won't take a single break until I do. Or, I can't handle this much work. Or, I am so stressed right now, I don't even know where to begin. Step 2. For 1 week, notice any time you use language like this. Then alter your negative language into something more positive. For example, instead of I'm so busy, try I'm human, everyone struggles with this. Instead of I'm going to fail, try I'll be fine, even if I fail, I'll still be okay. And instead of I am not the kind of person who, try what if I tried to do. You just listened to the post titled 3 Easy Steps You Can Take to Dramatically Reduce Your Stress by Ramit Sethi of IllTeachYouToBeRich.com. And there's a bonus step on this post that includes a video. Oh, and there's a video of the box breathing technique there too. You can find the link to that over on this episode's post at oldpodcast.com. And one thing that would make my life a lot less stressful would be if I could do all 4 of my optimal podcasts that I'm producing for a living. I'm now only 2 days away from doing this for a year straight, nonstop without missing a day. And if I could get enough money to dedicate 100% of my time to do it, I definitely would. I'd love to commit to more episodes and I could use your help. You can contribute financially. Becoming a patron is a huge help to the show. You can visit oldpodcast.com/support. And if you can't contribute financially, there are a bunch of other things you can do to help out. They're listed on that same page, oldpodcast.com/support. I greatly appreciate it if you could check it out. And that wraps it up. Tomorrow's another Friday that went by so quickly. I'll be here reading for you some more. So I'll see you there and through the weekend where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.